Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Being a mentor can bridge a generational gap, give you a chance to share your passion with others, and make an impact on somebody else's life. Without the support for science he received as a kid, the chances are that in 1958, the winner of the Massachusetts State Science Fair, Mr. Ed Perry, wouldn't be the owner of WATD-FM today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are not talking about career. Why did I write career down there? We're really talking about relationships and education. My guest today has an extensive background. She's owned her own specialty produce business for over 6 years. She's had 8 years in radio media management at WROR and a few years as a franchise director for Constant Contact. She also has an extensive volunteer background for cancer survivors and is currently supporting the Scituate Science Spectacular happening on Wednesday, April 13th. Annie Powell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
And, you know, as I was putting this together and I was reading your LinkedIn page, I thought to myself, your last name might as well be Power. Annie Power, right? I just kept thinking that in my head because your LinkedIn page is so powerful.
Wow. Well, thank you so
you're
much.
I'm looking at you sort of as a mentor-e myself. You would be the mentor. I would be the mentor-e. Is that right? Kind of.
Yep. Well, sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You will test anything and try anything. Have you always been curious?
Yes. I'm a risk taker by nature. And yes, curiosity is a driving force in my life. Absolutely.
I know. Me too. Yep. Me too. It drives everything I do.
Yep.
Almost.
Yep.
Okay. So tell me, where are you currently working now?
Sure.
And how are you, or how did you personally get involved with the Scituate Science Spectacular?
Sure. So very quickly, I was at Constant Contact for about 4 years, and it was a tremendous opportunity for me after a life in media to go out and help small businesses grow their business through email marketing. So I built out all of the local markets across North America, and we went to market through education. After that, I was part of the founding team of a company called Alignable, which is a social media network for local businesses to connect and collaborate and grow together. And because that was a startup and I'm a single mom, I really needed to get back to a later stage company. So I ended up finding this incredible opportunity for Kronos, which is a global HR technology, human capital management, if you will, company. And I run a little corner of their big world, which is the channel partners for the small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I got involved with the Science Spectacular because of my daughter, who was at the time, I think, she was in kindergarten. So she had just turned six, and she was interested in participating somehow with some sort of exploration or hypothetical idea to then prove a concept behind. And I didn't completely understand all of the moving parts of what they had on their hands. So I got involved with them just to understand and then realized they needed help.
Yeah.
And I have a marketing background. So I have been trying to help them grow, and it's grown incredibly over the last 4 years. I've only been involved the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just an unbelievable program.
Now, do you live in Scituate?
I live out on Humorock, actually.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And then now where did it start? In what school did it start in Scituate?
So I believe that it started with two women, Cheryl Riedel and Caroline Hine.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, I believe, in a classroom. Mm. And I'm going to say it was Wampatuck School.
Okay.
And the idea was to capitalize on all of the science that lives around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are we have the incredible gift of all the natural resources around us, and plenty of folks in the community that work with natural resources in some capacity. So instead of bringing science to Scituate, the idea was to capitalize on the science that already existed in town, and build out a program that provides mentor. It's based on a mentorship principle, which is adult scientists or adult professionals that use any level of science in their work to then mentor children to have hypotheses and proof of concept, and then for those children to mentor other children.
Yes, so the high school students.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's a program that is available for all children in town. They don't even have to be in Scituate public schools. They can go to private schools. All children in Scituate from kindergarten through senior year in high school
can be involved
mm-hmm.
in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So not in the outer towns?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Ultimately, we'd like to get to a regional footprint, but we're still in our infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something we're exploring, if
okay.
you will.
So this is the fourth year.
Yes, it is.
Fourth year of the Scituate Science Spectacular.
Yes, it
there
is.
There couldn't be a better name for it, right?
Right.
It all just flows perfectly.
Right.
Now, what do you believe is the most important aspect of, obviously, you're supporting your daughter.
Right.
And the community.
Right.
But what do you believe is the most important aspect of supporting and providing this program in our school systems?
Right. So it's so important, I think, because we are in an ever-changing economy. The world is flat. We really need to instill
The world is flat. What do you mean by that?
Meaning we're in a global economy that we have competitors now in parts of the world that we didn't necessarily have before. And I'm speaking about emerging societies. You look mm-hmm. at China, you look at India, and it's really important. Those are really science driven mm-hmm. cultures, and making science inclusive for all kids. And all ages at any age is really important.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're learning. Well, the kids are thriving. They're
right.
craving it, and they're thriving.
That's right.
At that young age.
That's right.
So
that's
you really right. need to start before high school in that. It's the same with the arts
right.
and the music.
Right.
And yes.
Right.
Okay. So science, it all goes hand in hand.
It absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does.
The event is being held at the actual high school.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
And so is it open for all Scituate students to exhibit? And is it too late? Because we're
nope.
airing about a month before.
Yep. So registration is actually, it doesn't close for another 3 weeks. So it doesn't really close until the end of March.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the event is free for everyone to participate in. All the programming, all the materials, everything is provided to the students for free.
Okay.
For folks that want to participate at the event, let's start with the attendees. So it's open to all citizens who are interested, students, families, local and regional businesses.
But do we have to live in Scituate to come?
No, absolutely not. We want to invite everyone to come because, again, the goal is we do want to grow this into a regional footprint.
Okay.
There's nothing like this in the country where it's based on local resources, local science. We've pulled that out of the community and brought it back to the community in a mentorship model, if you
okay.
will.
Okay.
Attendees will walk out blown away by the concept
oh,
of
sure.
curiosity and proof of concept, and having learned a lot more than they ever knew about the science that's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibitors, which we welcome anyone who wants to come and exhibit, They have the opportunity to reach local families in a new and meaningful way, and participating where it counts most for our community, which is the education of our children.
Okay. And it's I almost kind of feel like my daughter just went to the Boston Museum of Science mm-hmm. and on a school trip. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like it's bringing a little bit of that home.
Yes,
it
is.
In our backyard.
Yes, it is. You're okay. Absolutely right.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the potential for the kids after they exhibit or mm-hmm. even come to the event. Mm-hmm. So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Annie Powell, and she is representing the Scituate Science Spectacular. You can go to scituatesciencespectacular.com for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Annie Powell, and she is representing the ScituateScienceSpectacular.com, so you can go there for more information. I want to ask, how often are you providing mentorship programs, and who can mentor? Is it the people in the community, or can it go beyond?
It absolutely can go beyond to anyone who's interested to participate. So we're looking for adult mentors that use science in their profession
yes.
or their hobby.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for...
Not me.
Broadcast is a science.
Oh, well, I know that.
As I well that. As... I think that there's a spiritual science going on here as well, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love
so don't
to be
leave that behind.
Well, I'd love to be a mentor, period. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how often somebody would want to hang around with me.
All right. Well, we might have to do another show on that because that's just there's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't want to hang around with you.
Oh, so I know. I can be a little too much though. All right. Well, so in the beginning we talked about mentorship can actually bridge that generational gap. It can help you redefine your own career path and goals. It's definitely a wise business strategy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was Googling and finding all of these great reasons, you know, so who would not want to mentor?
Right, right.
Know?
And for the student mentors, there's a tremendous sense of confidence that comes out when a student is able to impart their knowledge or their hands-on help to another student. It's just human nature when we interact with one another and we're able to make an impact through sharing our knowledge. It's huge.
I know.
So
the tables end up getting turned.
That's right. That's right. Between the mentor and the mentee. And then the mentee can learn by example and take that forward.
Now, I was reading about the different mentorship programs.
Mm-hmm.
So the programs are 6-week programs, 4 or 6 week programs that are actually leading up to the spectacular.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So you're going to continue this after the spectacular is done. You're going to set up another. Do you already have those dates in mind?
Not yet.
We
have talked about many things. What we did with this year was we took virtually one event and added to it 8 others. So on the website, SituateScienceSpectacular.org, you'll
it's
see.
It's .com.
.com.
It's .com.
Thank you. .com. Fired from
no,
the committee.
No.
Anyway, thank you for that. We are a 501c3.
That's right. And we were going to talk
about
that later anyway.
.com.
And I wanted to make sure I brought that up, that it's a 501c3 because it does say .com.
Yeah.
And some people don't realize that sometimes you just get those .coms and you don't realize you should have got the .org.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But anyway, so you're working on all of those programs throughout the year.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Yep.
All right. And then, so what is the ultimate goal or the future vision? We were going to talk about that later, but really, what is the ultimate goal? And I love the original story when we had lunch that day about how there seemed to be obviously, there's a need for this.
That's right.
You saw the gals, they saw the need. You saw the need. It was sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
Things were happening sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a really huge undertaking to put on any event, let alone including science and children and school systems and what have you. You know, now you're getting it organized where you're being very consistent. This is fourth year.
Right, right. So the goal is to, there are a couple goals. The immediate goal is to create an all-inclusive environment for children to track down things that are curious to them, create hypotheses, and prove them out through experimentation and demonstration. All the while, that's guided by local professionals, local scientists, and local educators that can help help them prove out those ideas and those demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, what we'd like to create is a best in class or best of breed program that is inclusive of not just children that live in Scituate, but this region.
Yes.
And
but you got to start somewhere.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Involve our local and regional corporations. We believe that they can participate in ways that are unique to them, demonstrating whatever their category of business is, and talk to families and children in the area about their ethos and their why.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very unique program for folks to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. It's about the why.
That's right.
Not about the how.
No.
Because when you know the why and you know the passion, the how just happens.
That's right.
You
don't have anything without the why.
That's right.
Right.
And now you're going to have over 80 exhibitors. Is that right?
We're probably going to end up with a little bit more than that. For example, when we opened up our Explorers mentor program this fall, we were thinking we were going to get about between 40 and 50, and we ended up with over 100. And that's a program for the younger set that is guided by an adult scientist. They do a short presentation, and then the children participate in hands-on demonstrations. The other mentor program is the program that's happening now. It's a 6-week program that happens throughout the winter, which we just basically called the mentor program. And it allows younger students and high school students to work together, where the high school students are providing the mentorship and the younger students are the mentees.
And how many people? How many people did you have in the past come to the
event?
Yeah,
so last year we saw over 2,000 folks.
Yeah,
it's at Scituate High School.
There's over 1,000 that are in volunteering and exhibiting, that's really amazing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we have to go to another quick break.
Great.
So when we come back, I hope you'll stay with us.
Of course.
My guest is Annie Powell, and she is representing the Scituate Science Spectacular. You can go to that.com. They are a 501c3. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveil. yourself.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
I lit up the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Any record of your choice, I don't mind. I'd be happy just to hear your voice saying this is for the girl who didn't sign her name. Guess she needs a dedication just the same. Late at night I'm still listening. Don't waste my time chasing sleep. People say I look weary, but that's just the company I keep.
Nighttime race. Ooh, I don't need to see your face.
You're sounding good.
Sounding good.
Sounding good to me.
I lit up the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And you know, I played that song for Mr. Perry. He sings the little lyrics on it all the time, and I just love him dearly. So, little tribute to Ed Perry today. So really, the whole entire program is we're going to talk about STEM in a minute, mm-hmm. stems from really, truly inspiring that deep curiosity.
Correct.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
And really, you got to start when they're younger.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So now you are welcoming donations.
We are. Yes, we are.
And business sponsorships.
Yes, we are.
So tell me about that. How can people get involved?
So they can find us at the website, SituateScienceSpectacular.com.
Yes.
And if they're interested in doing a corporate sponsorship or any kind of marketing program, they can email me directly at AnniePow@gmail.com.
P-O-W.
Okay. Correct.
Yep.
AnniePow@gmail.com. So, yes, we would love funding to grow the program. As I said earlier, we're in our fourth year. We're looking to take a more of a regional footprint,
yes.
but that requires resources.
That's right.
Everything that we are running on right now is donations from local families and our own donations to the project.
And volunteers.
And we have volunteers all over town that are volunteering incredible amounts of time, as well as their own intellectual property, if you will, to make this happen. So we're constantly in need of anything anyone can donate.
Cheryl or Caroline, they're both investing a ton of their
own
time.
Yes, they are.
I can't remember which gal said it, almost 80 hours a week.
Cheryl.
She's pouring into this.
Yep, she does. Right up. She's really been the backbone, you know, the founder of this event. She's just taken it to such a huge level.
Yeah.
She was invited to an event in Washington, D.C. last week with Google to present the concept.
Really?
Yes. And tremendous other things are coming out of that as a cascade of goodness after
That's right.
her presentation there. So, so we are open to ideas. And partners that want to get involved with the mission of mentoring and educating and inspiring curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And other people, if you can't afford to donate, mm-hmm. But really, we are looking for businesses to come on board.
Absolutely.
So even small businesses.
Absolutely.
To come on board. And there's very, very affordable donation increments that you can make. And that's on the website, too.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
That's absolutely right.
And then, but people can volunteer their time.
Right.
They can volunteer or they can donate materials and supplies.
Right.
What kind of supplies are you looking for?
Well, we actually have a running list, but I would say anything in terms of measurement. So if you think about science and just in its basic form, if you think back to when you were in school, things that you would use to measure or weigh things. We're looking for even basic things like poster boards. We begged, borrowed, and stole tables last year for the event.
Oh,
but then
tables.
We actually bought. We do have tables that we now own.
Yeah.
But several of the churches around town for the last couple of years helped us out by loaning us their tables and chairs. So things like that. We're actually compiling a list as we're going through this current year to then come back and have formal asks for donations after we get through the event in April.
Okay.
Yep.
And then really, they can still register until the end of March.
Yes, they can. That's for exhibitors. Yes.
That's right. And especially if you have a child that has a great idea.
Right.
Right? This
Absolutely.
Is the perfect place to
Absolutely.
Showcase it.
It absolutely is.
It's a showcase.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing is, it's not about having the answer. It's about potentially the process of discovery. Your child, in order to participate in this, they go through the process to get to the answer, but they don't have to have the answer when they register to participate.
That is fabulous.
Right.
It's not about the destination. It's
right.
about the journey.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
And the process by which you get there. Right?
Oh, that is exactly. Oh, that is fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
Now, what can kids expect to see?
So kids are going to see other kids like them that had an idea and created a hypothesis and a proof of concept around it. And they'll also see our adult participants and learn about very local, very cool science that's right in our backyard. So,
nice.
Yes.
So you'll
yes.
see things that are on a grander scale.
Yes.
And
yes.
you'll see things that are a little more simple, like little tiny marshmallows and things
that's
that
right.
you can create. I saw on the website somewhere
yeah.
or on one of the, right here, right in front of me.
Yep.
So really just a variety, everything in between.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Really, is 3 hours enough?
Well, it's well
it's 3 to 7, right?
Yeah, and that's why we actually took this event and extended it out to several other events that take place over the course of the year.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Okay. STEM, STEAM. We want to
yep.
talk about STEAM.
Yep.
It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering. And they put it used to be STEM and
right.
they put art into it.
Right.
And then mathematics.
Right.
So how are you collaborating? Are you collaborating with the STEAM at all?
Well, it's an undercurrent of the entire theme of the event and all of the events that we're doing. If you think about just the notion of trying to impart education that's driven by mentorship and teaching, that's inclusive of every student. There's not a set design on what this where it goes. The design is really driven by the child and where their interests are. If you think about kids that grew up in the 70s, like myself, we were told we could be, as a girl, we could be a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
veterinarian.
Today, or a nurse. Did I say nurse?
Yeah, yeah.
Today, girls can do anything.
Mm.
And so it's a total mind shift on actually imparting formal tracks that people can actually take versus this, the notion of what interests you, where you're curious, and where that takes you.
Mm.
So that's how the whole STEAM program actually works, because it's driven by the interest of the child.
And hello, Hillary Clinton, she's a gal. She was a gal.
That's
she was
right.
a girl at
who,
one point.
Who would have thought?
And I never thought in my lifetime, you know? And
right.
that's kind of sad, isn't it? That's kind of sad.
I think it's actually wonderful.
It's wonderful that,
we're
that
at
it's
the
happening.
Place that we're at.
Yes.
You look at Hillary, you look at Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You look at, there's so many folks that have done so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take one last break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Annie Powell, and she is with the SituateScienceSpectacular.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
Thank you.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Annie Powell, and she is representing the Scituate Science Spectacular, and you can go to scituatesciencespectacular.com. You can email, again, Annie, A-N-N-I-E-P-O-W at gmail.com if you just want to shoot you a direct message and ask any questions. You can still sign up for the actual exhibitor event. It's happening on April 13th, which is a Wednesday, and the cutoff is at the end of March.
Right.
Okay. Right. So when the event is over, I don't want to really talk about when the event is over because it's exciting right now. It's coming up.
Yeah.
But when it's over, how will you figure out when you're going to organize the programs for next year?
Because
if someone's listening and they live in Marshfield and they want to participate, they have a child that is, you know, awesomely into science and has great ideas and things. What are the programs you're rolling out?
Yeah. So what we did, Nicole, was we took this one program and we added a whole bunch of others into it. So I got involved because it was hard to understand what was going on within the the program.
Well, there's a lot of information.
There are a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of information. There's a lot to know. There's tons of volunteers. So everyone is sort of, you know, putting all of their information out there.
Right.
So there's a lot to take in.
Right. So on June 14th, we actually have the Scituate Student Showcase, which actually hosts middle school and high school students as well as their educators to display the projects that they've been working on over the course of the year. So that's one facet. This is all on our website, by the way, scituatesciencespectacular.com. We are also bringing in education by Dr. Katie Brine. She's of Scituate Pediatrics, and she's developed a seminar called When It's Time to Change.
Love this. I read about that. Yes.
For students between the years of 8 and 12, so 8 and 12 years old, and their parents. It's an opportunity to introduce children to a physician who's presenting information about the changes that they should expect during puberty.
Love it.
That's sort of what happened. So after all of the events happen and the school year ends, we will regroup as an organization and take a look at the coming school year. We have talked about doing programs over the summer as well. But that has not gotten off the ground. We've grown incredibly fast and we've added, you know, quite a few things to the menu. The other thing that I didn't mention is in the fall, we this year, for the first year, we participated in the Friday after Thanksgiving at MIT. They did a whole event around a chain reaction.
Oh.
And so we had a whole slew of students and parents go in on the Friday after Thanksgiving to Cambridge to participate in that event. So that was really exciting. Everything we put out, we get overwhelming response participation back on.
I was going to say, all of your programs, I'm sure you're selling out.
Yeah, well, that's what
the challenge.
We're not selling, but we're overbooked, yes.
Oh, yeah, not selling out.
No, I don't want to leave people with the impression they have to pay for anything because it's all free. But you're right, we are scrambling for resources to accommodate the level of interest in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, scrambling.
Yeah.
So you really do need that seed money.
Yes, we do.
And you need more volunteers.
Yes, we do.
And you really need participation.
Right.
From the neighboring towns.
Right.
Because you do want to grow this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we could see, you know, because we are a 501c3, eventually having some full-time, management of this entire thing because it's a lot. Obviously we're not there today, but with corporate funding, seed money and some donations from local companies that would put us in an unbelievably different place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I meant to say was maxed out.
Yeah, like, maxed out. Yeah, right.
You're like maxing out who you can take in the program because you only have so many volunteers.
We absolutely are.
Okay.
That's right. That's
all right. Well, is there any last thoughts that you want to share? We are out of time.
No, I'm so grateful to be here, as is the entire Scituate Science Spectacular team. Thank you so much, and we are big fans of your show and what you're doing here at WATD.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're excited about, you know, we're hoping to come to the event and represent the radio station.
So great.
So we got to work out all those details, but hopefully I will definitely be there.
Great.
I'm just going to come.
Thank you so much,
and I'm going to try to bring a little entourage with me.
Oh,
how's
that's wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. We are out of time. I want to thank my guest, Annie Powell, for being here today. She's with the SituateScienceSpectacular.com. The event is happening on Wednesday, April 13th. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power. So befitting.